Welcome to The Daily Drive. This show is dedicated to keeping you educated, informed, and most importantly, driven to succeed. We want your feedback, so call us at 1-800-437-5121. Everyone on The Daily Drive Show team hopes you enjoy this show. Here's your host, Ken Knorr.
Welcome to The Daily Drive. I'm so incredibly glad that you are here. I hope that you are having a fantastic week. I know that I am. I am having the best week of my life. I am having the best day of my life in the best year of my life. Wow, you start combining those all together and it's pretty doggone good. I want today to talk about patience. There's so many quotes about patience, and yet as entrepreneurs, I think that's one of the things we lack. I think as leaders, driven people, we lack patience. We want things now. We come up with an idea, and we want them to come to us immediately. But there are so many quotes about patience. There must be something about this that we miss or that we don't understand. Starting with the basic, patience is a virtue. On my way home today, I stopped at a great pizza place called Haas's Pizza. And when I did, my order wasn't ready because I order a well-done pizza. I like it a little bit extra crispy. And they came out and said, we're making sure that it's well done. And I said the quote, good things come to those that wait. Every dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars and change the world. Harriet Tubman. Patience, persistence, and perspiration make an unbeatable combination for success. Napoleon Hill. The two most powerful warriors are patience and time. Tolstoy. Patience and perseverance have a magical effect before which difficulties disappear and obstacles vanish. John Quincy Adams. Great works are performed not by strength, but by perseverance. Samuel Johnson. Patience. It really matters. I use patience in a lot of ways, one by another thing that I use and talk about in my company all the time, and that's the 7 P's, and that's proper prior planning prevents piss poor performance. And I believe that planning what you're going to do is an important part. If you've been listening to me about goal setting, SMART goals, daily aids, those are all plans. Those are all things that I think about and put in front of me, but it doesn't change the fact that I am impatient. I have a tendency, and those that are around me know this, I have a tendency to rapidly evaluate situations as I encounter them. I can rapidly process information. It can be a blessing and a curse. In the best cases, this rapid assessment enables me to quickly grasp the situation and plot a path forward. In the worst cases, however, this rapid fire thought process creates a chasm between me and people I'm working with. When this happens, I find myself jumping forward to a conclusion while others are still processing the information at hand. It's a ready, fire, aim syndrome that people can get into. And that's not good. This ready, fire, aim is all too common amongst entrepreneurs and leaders. And it sometimes it leads to rapid iteration and growth. More often than not, it results in problems and difficulties. See, when you jump to hasty conclusions, you end up creating an artificial timeline in your head. When people or processes fail to align to that timeline, the mind can run wild. You begin to question the motives and intentions of the people on the other side of the equation. And sometimes you may put forth ultimatums that may or may not be considered reasonable. This often leads to two unfortunate outcomes. Impatient makes you look desperate. Pushing somebody too aggressively or issuing unreasonable ultimatums is extremely off-putting. In my experience, I found that such actions come across as a major red flag to external parties. More often than not, it can kill a deal. Second, and perhaps more importantly, is that this kind of impatience is the ultimate self-sabotage. It clouds your judgment, it detracts from your credibility, and it damages relationships. We have to be patient. We have to calm ourselves sometimes when we want to run ahead and we need to slow down for just a minute. We've got all kinds of great ideas, but great things come to those who wait. And not everybody is going to run off rapid fire like you want them to. Good planning matters. I read today, as I do the research for this kind of shows, these I do reading and lots of studying before I talk about most subjects. And I actually read someone who said that patience is a vice. Because experience is too costly and patience is less expensive. It's true. If you're just starting out, you can get hung up in analysis paralysis, thinking and planning too much and never taking any steps. And as entrepreneurs, we have overcome that. As leaders, people who have started organizations, we have overcome that by pushing through that initial part and starting the ball rolling, and then we get excited and we want to just go as fast as we can. But there comes a point that momentum is happening and steady, steady, persistent progress is what it's all about. You've heard me talk about in previous shows, delayed perfection, continual improvement. It's better to have continual improvement than delayed perfection. We actually must get started. I agree with those things. But once we get the ball rolling, we do need to have some modicum of patience. When I got home this evening, as I was thinking about this podcast on patience, I sat on my front porch and contemplated for a little bit. And I saw on my front porch the front porch light. And I have a little ecosystem going on next to my front porch light. There are 5 or 6 frogs that collect there every night. And there's this pretty big spider that's built a nest there too. And I sat there and I watched those frogs and they were just hanging out. And then one of them caught a fly. And I thought to myself, wow, he sat there and sat there and sat there for the longest time, and he caught a fly. That's his world, right? His world is to catch a fly and maybe catch a female frog or a male frog if it was a female. I can't tell the difference. That's some patience, isn't it? That frog expended energy, quite a bit of it, to climb up 6 feet of the wall to sit next to that light. He had done some planning. The light works for him. It attracts flies in the evening. And if he's patient and sits there, flies will just show up in front of him to eat. He doesn't run all around amok trying to catch flies. No, he's developed a patient strategy. And that spider, well, she's got a really patient strategy. She takes the time to build an incredible web. This is amazing to me that spiders do this, but they build these incredible webs. takes a lot of time and energy to do that. Planning, I suppose. And then she waits, patient, because she knows if she built that web in the right place, it will capture what she is looking for. And that's what I'm trying to get through to you. Take your time, build it right, and it will capture what you are looking for. Patience. Patience is a virtue, and we have to remind ourselves constantly to be patient, because we finally took that step, and then we want to go and never stop. It's pretty exciting. If you really want to learn about patience, though, I'll give you one final thing that you should think about, a warning, if you will, and that is, be in a traffic jam and find yourself to be impatient, and then pray. Pray for patience. I think God will give you plenty of opportunities to find more. You might find yourself sitting in more traffic jams, learning to be patient. So, I hope that you got something from that, and I hope that you come back and listen for more tomorrow. I appreciate all that you do, all the time that you give to me. And if you've got feedback, I'd invite you to give us a call and share. 1-800-437-5121. So today, think about practicing some patience. I hope you have a fantastic day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our sponsor, That Company.
Why should you work with That Company as your white label provider for digital marketing instead of those other guys? Because we get results for your clients. That's why we're the digital marketing provider of choice for some of the biggest agencies in the industry. You just don't know it.
If you want to give us feedback, call us now at 1-800-437-5121 or drop by dailydriveshow.com. Make sure you add us to your Alexa daily briefing skill. Don't forget that you can listen to us live every day on WQBQ at 7:30 a.m. The show wouldn't be possible without the Daily Drive Show team, web guru Taj Royer, executive producer Josh Cardoza, and the social media man with the plan, Roy Wilson. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow.